Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why do you think taxes and prices go up the same day in the ghetto? The cost of living keeps rising to make sure people keep dying. How else could there be men with a million years while most live day to day? But the truth is, there's more than enough. No one has to die before their time. If you had as much time as I have, what would you do with it?
If I had all that time, I sure as hell wouldn't waste it.
So what would you say the biggest deception was? What was the biggest lie you were told?
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
That it is. That if you just do the thing that they tell you, you can't, then and you realize it is that simple. And that it always was.
Yous are embarrassing yourself here, lads. Kids, stab, girls, shoot, boys, punch, grown-ups, fight with their heads. That's where the real battle is, up here, in the grey.
Just remember last year at this time we were in a fucking cage, cool, okay?
You remember. I like to forget that.
I say be happy with what you got.
You'll be happy. Me, I want what's coming to me.
Oh, well, what's coming to you?
The world should come.
When I was 16, I won a great victory. I felt in that moment I would live to be 100. Now I know I shall not see 30. None of us know our end, really, or what hand will guide us there. Remember that howsoever you are played or by whom, your soul is in your keeping alone. When you stand before God, you cannot say, but I was told by others to do thus, or that virtue was not convenient. At the time, this will not suffice. Remember that.
One day, a man was drowning in the water. And a boat came by and said, "Do you need any help?" He said, "No, thank you. God will save me." Then another boat came by and said, "Do you need any help?" And he said, "No, thank you. God will save me." Then he drowned and went to heaven. And he said, "God, why didn't you save me?" And God said, "I sent you two big bullshit, dummy."
I gotta say, I'm incredibly excited to be a part of your firm. I mean, the clients you have are absolutely...
Fuck the clients. Your only responsibility is to put meat on the table. You got a girlfriend?
I'm married. I have a wife. Her name's Teresa. She cuts hair.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Think about Teresa. Name of the game, move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
I fight for you.
Who will you fight for when I'm gone? Soldiers, they fight for kings they've never even met. They do what they're told, they die when they're told to die.
Soldiers obey.
Don't waste your life following some fool's orders.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So, a lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, You are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise?
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up, you know, doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real. It's, and there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. There's no, everybody's against me and this didn't happen for me because of right. this and that and all this whining. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are and they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
There's people like us to where we're crazy in the sense that we believe to be, it's almost delusional sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, like, what was the one, I've heard this quote on the JRE before, it's like, greatness and madness are next door neighbors and they just borrow each other's sugar once in a while. Bro, I can manifest like a everything comes from the imagination. Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen. I can go into levels. I just can't tell the world. But like there's levels that like I've manifested things that I'm just like, I still shock myself. Like how the fuck did I make that happen? And this is not even to do with fighting. This is to do with my personal life. And I'm like, I made that happen. And this is through this like manifesting subconsciously as well. Just years of something just manifesting, and boom, it's right there. I'm just like, shit, I really made that happen. It's scary, man.
True years in the gym, true wins, true losses, true life. I just realized that if you say it to yourself and you look yourself in the eye and look yourself in the mirror and truly, truly believe that not a man alive can beat you, then that is the way it is. And just true hours in the gym and preparation, I feel that I am untouchable right now.
I want to reassure you that no matter what the night, no matter what the storm, no matter what the difficulty, there isn't anybody here that can't figure it out, find some things to do, step at a time, yes. Minute at a time, yes. Day at a time, yes. Week at a time, yes. But there isn't anything you can't walk away from. There isn't any challenge you can't overcome. I want you to have that kind of belief in yourself.
Maybe it was your time to lose. You didn't think so.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
If a person would sit down and let their body relax, totally relax,
okay,
and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves, see how you'd like to live your life, see yourself living it that way. Now, understand that that's a picture in your mind. Take that picture and describe it, write it out in the present tense. I am so happy now that I see myself, and write it out. Start to read it and read it and read it and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers all down through history have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first, it might even appear to us as being a lie. Mm-hmm. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it. I watch people in the personality change right in front of my eyes, and all they're doing is starting to see themselves different. They're starting to think different thoughts.
Nah, I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. It's simple.
You could have anything you want if you want it badly enough. You can be anything you want to be, do anything you set out to accomplish if you hold to that desire with singleness of purpose.
If you want revenge for the bad things that have happened in your life, start with the version of you that hasn't lived up to your potential.
Connor, in February of 2013, we spoke for the first time. You didn't have a car, you didn't have a pot to piss in, all you had were blueberries. Now here you are with the undisputed gold. Enjoy it, my friend. You deserve it, you called it.
Yeah, from nothing to something, to everything.
You know, two years ago in
You know, I had the goal in my head that I'm going to be the best player in the league.
I believe in the law of attraction.
It's something that is like an internal belief. So I just feel it in my whole being that I'm the best fighter on the planet.
I honestly have convinced myself that I'm not designed to lose.
Power of the mind. And I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
And I've always had visions of better. I've always visualized better. And in times of struggle, like driving down in a banger of a car that I had to push start, I'd be still driving a soft top Bentley around Beaufort, California in my head. And lo and behold, now I am driving a beautiful soft top Bentley around California. So I always visualized good things. I always visualized victory, success, abundance. I visualized it all and it's all happening.
Around 2010, 2011, I went through this huge spiritual thing where I became obsessed with the power of the mind. Meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief. So I took myself from being very average-minded to actually believing that I was the shit and believing that I could be the shit and that I could be the GOAT and be the greatest and never lose. And to, like, I took myself to a different place mentally, and a lot of it came from mental practice and meditation and visualization and just seeking knowledge from people who are strong believers.
I knew I was going to be the person to bring martial arts to the public eye, and now it's happening. You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off, and number two is that dreams come true, and that's what's happening.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it. People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
A negative mind will find any way to make the world fit his priors.
Right.
So if you go into a situation adamant that this is that you are unlovable, unwanted, broken, flawed, insufficient, you will manage to warp reality to be able to fit what you already believe.
That you used to go up on Mulholland Drive and park
every night
and visualize seeing yourself as...
Yeah, I would visualize...
This is when you were broke and poor. You
know, right, having directors interested in me and people that I respected saying, you know, I like your work or whatever that is. And I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever.
This
and,
was in like 1987, 85.
Yeah. And I had nothing at that time. So it was like, but it just made me feel better. It made me, at that time, all it really was for me was kind of making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things. And they're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there.
It's a beautiful feeling when preparation meets opportunity. You know, nothing is impossible. You know what I mean? You can achieve anything.
That's how your mind works 24/7. It never turns off. You have got to change the way you think. It is the whole determining factor of where you go in life. We are all where we are today because we thought ourselves to this position. If you don't like the position, think yourself out of it.
All that matters is how you see yourself. If you see yourself as the king, you know what I mean? You see yourself with all the belts and all everything. And no matter what no one else says, as long as you see that and really believe in it, then that's what's going to happen.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic?
Just put up a barrier.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's done. It's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. It's right. Now we just got to wait for y'all to see.
Is there any limit to your ambition?
No.
Or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
Well, no. Because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything. You need to tell yourself if you're going to win or lose. And there is no opponent. There's no one. You're against yourself. I believe in myself so much that nothing is going to stop me.
The sky is the limit. And as a kid growing up, I believed that. I believed that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
Because despite my situation at the time, I always believed that, I don't know why, but it seems like I had some voice in my mind who told me that it's going to happen. How? I don't know. But it's going to happen. Then I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And that was just like 6 to 7 years ago.
You, your words were your destiny. You spoke out your reality. You said, I'm going to do that.
Connor, you've been dreaming about this moment. You've been talking about this moment. Honestly, though, does it feel the way you thought it would?
Yeah, it does. It feels beautiful. I dreamt this so much. So
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Clearly, so precisely and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality. And that's what that's what I am feeling right now. It's a dream come true.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it.
I love that quote.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do to be the best.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Everybody asked me the question. They wanted to know what kind. I knew he's going to wild out and he's going to do something crazy. Everybody wanted to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
How do I gain more confidence?
It starts with yourself, man. You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's gonna be a false reality. What gives you confidence is not being afraid. It's overcoming the fear. I used to stutter severely bad. So right now, I don't know how many people are gonna watch this. You know what gives me confidence? Is knowing I no longer care if I sit or start stuttering at you.
Yeah.
That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcoming them every day, but facing them. And facing them, facing them. Pretty soon like this, you know what, man, this is where it's at. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge, because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default.
A few weeks ago, I was in the gym working out. This NBA player walks in with his trainer. I could tell by the exercise they were doing, he was used to doing just 12 reps. Because when the trainer said, let's do 15 today, he got a little attitude. It became very clear to me on why he was a bench warmer. Having that bare minimum attitude will keep me out of that bench. It motivated me, though. It was locked in my brain. It's still there now on how he sounded. It kept me in the gym another 2 hours. The thing about it is this. It's not just the 3 reps that he failed to recognize. It's what happens in those 3 reps that make you better. Never do the bare minimum. Stay hard.
Because I want to be great.
And you're not.
I want to be one of the greats.
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places. But right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a mother that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the f*** after it every daggone day.
Connor, in February of 2013, we spoke for the first time. You didn't have a car. You didn't have a pot to piss in. All you had were blueberries. Now here you are with the undisputed gold. Enjoy it, my friend. You deserve it. You called it.
Yeah, from nothing to something to everything.
Man, bro, when you really want something, you're going to find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. And even then in this life, it's not necessarily guaranteed that you'll get there. But I know what's not guaranteed is you being comfy and getting there. That's not happening.
Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So just a mentality, really. Aspirations come from people that do amazing things, but they're really ordinary people just waking up every day doing it, doing the little things that other people aren't doing. So
Scott just passed.
Since no sleep.
You played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. Zero sleep. It's like, you know, kids, you know, Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation or what have you, and you're staying up all night, and then you got to go out and perform because fans don't know, you know, teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they, that you've been up all night. You got to perform, right? And so you just got to go to work, man.
I'm obsessed with finding myself now after and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself.
You see this guy here is staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
My hero, that's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know, I gotta think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So I turned 25, 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away.
The way I look at it within myself, why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why? Why can't I do that?
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
And there's only two types, winners and losers. Winners don't make excuses when the other side plays the game.
Yeah, I heard a quote one time from Vincent Van Gogh that really rang true. He said, he has dedicated his life to his art and he has lost his mind in the process. And when I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar. I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way, to regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it almost.
Tired, 14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is, don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
I'm emotionless. I am zen. At peace, ready for war.
If you want to be great, want to be baddest mother ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got through doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me.
You're crazy until you're successful, then you're a genius.
Science says, show me and I'll believe. Faith says, believe and I'll show you. There is a difference.
Isn't it strange that so often people have to be cut down by failure and defeat before they learn that they have minds capable of mastering all of their problems? Isn't it strange why Milo C. Jones did not discover the little pig sausage idea while he had a sound body? Just remember this about adversities. Nothing is ever so bad or so unpleasant that it may not yield some benefit if we keep a positive mental attitude toward the experience and make it a habit to look for that seed of an equivalent benefit. This, of course, involves the application of that important success principle, personal initiative.
So, in order for us to change a belief or perception about ourselves and our lives, we have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And your body literally has to respond to your mind. Examine your personality and examine your personal reality. Change your personality, change your personal reality. Don't make it be about abundance, make it about becoming abundant by overcoming the person who's not abundant.
A burning desire for the things or circumstances you want is the starting point of all applied faith. Be definite, believe, and act. And keep on acting if at first you meet with defeat.
What your parents told you about money, all that other, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's write down the feelings of how you would feel if that future happened, and you're going to have to feel that feeling before it occurs.
What come out your mouth is what's gonna come back to you. It's the law of attraction. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm gonna get fit this year. Strong possibility. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm gonna be rich one day. Strong possibility. It doesn't matter whether you believe in it or adhere to it. It is the law of attraction. It will never change. Everything I have is cause I say.
Now, the latest research in neuroscience says you can change your brain just by thinking. So then, as you begin to think about a new possibility, and your brain begins to fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations, and you begin to plan your behaviors, and you begin to review in your mind, mentally rehearse who you're going to be in your life, the mere action of mental rehearsal begins to install the neurological circuits in your brain. Now your brain is no longer a record of the past. Now it's in fact a map to the future. And if you were then to begin to emotionally embrace your future before it's made manifest, in other words, you're not waiting for your healing to feel wholeness. You're not waiting for your new relationship to feel love. You're not waiting for the mystical moment to feel awe. You're not waiting for your success to feel empowered. That's the old model of reality, of cause and effect.
Everyone, said Mr. Carnegie, comes to the earth plane blessed with the privilege of controlling his mind power and directing it to whatever ends he may choose. But, he continued, everyone brings over with him at birth the equivalent of two sealed envelopes, one of which is clearly labeled, the riches you may enjoy if you take possession of your own mind and direct it to ends of your own choice. And the other is labeled, the penalties you must pay if you neglect to take possession of your mind and direct it. That your only limitations are those which you set up in your own mind or permit others to set up for you.
Visualizing at like 13, 14, just so everything around me was taken care of when I got to a meet, so I could be completely relaxed. So when I put my headphones on, all I'm thinking about is the music. I get to go up and just do what I practice to do. All of those countless hours of staring at the black line at the bottom of the pool, that was for this moment. So I just never really thought when I got behind the block and let everything do what was supposed to happen, if I didn't get the results that I wanted, then I would just go back to the drawing board.
You can't? Are you kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to slap that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say I can't. No, you can. You will.
Applied faith is the mental attitude wherein you may clear your mind of all fears and doubts and direct it to the attainment of whatever you desire in life. Applied faith is a mental attitude we must cultivate and maintain before we can take complete possession of our minds.
You can manifest absolutely anything that you want in this life, but you've got to deeply, deeply imagine it, and not just imagine it from the outside looking in. You have to imagine you are there. You have to feel the feeling of where you are, smell the smells, listen to the sounds. You have got to trick your mind and body into believing it is real. It will put an imprint on the universe and it will pull you towards it.